does that strike you, by the way? Seriously, how does that strike you? America is no longer in the top 20 when it comes to being happy. The new study, America's happiness, especially among young people, has dropped. Young people, really, you're not happy? No, they've never suffered at all. They've never seen a terrible recession. They've not seen lines of cars, you know, that are a mile long trying to get gasoline. They've never seen these things. But Americans fell to 23rd place in happiness, down from 15th a year ago. Again, that came from the Gallup World Poll of World Happiness Report. Costa Rica, Lithuania, among the countries that reported being happier than Americans. It asked respondents to rate their current lives on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the best possible life for them. Nordic countries dominate the top 10. Finland is number one. See, I guess snow can make people happy. Rankings based on a three-year average of each population's average assessment of their quality of life. So it's a three-year average. Oh, isn't that interesting? The three-year average of Joe Biden, the White House, and our happiness. There you have it. Joe Biden. World Happiness Report is a partnership of Gallup, the Oxford Well-Being Research Center, the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, and the WHR's editorial board. There you have it. That's too bad. Older adults usually happier. Let's see. Ian West, a 28-year-old Seattle resident, has a wide and varied group of friends, a strong connection with family, a rewarding job in an apartment, and is generally optimistic, grateful, and resilient. Yet when asked about being happy, West, who uses the pronoun they, described being neither happy nor unhappy. The word that comes to mind is burdened. Yeah, when your pronoun is they, I'm sure burdened is what comes to mind. I guess being transgender doesn't make you very happy either. That's what the report says. You can see it for yourself in the Wall Street Journal. That's right. All right. I've got some sound and some stories I'm going to share for you next, including Judge Cannon stunning Jack Smith. Big development in that Donald Trump case. We'll talk about it after the break here on the Steve Huber Show.